Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Good evening, and welcome to the 955th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to the Black Church. Now, tonight, you know, it's a little bit different, but this is still the spot where we come every other Thursday for the whosoever wills want care to join in and get a better understanding of what the purpose is and why we were made a little bit better. Now, there is no judgment here at D-Block Church, and the reason why I say that is because I want everyone to know that we have established one type of relationship, and that is the relationship with our Creator. Now, we do have a live audience, and if you'd like to join us live on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091, and the number to call in, the number to press to get into the board is 1. So if you're listening for the first time tonight, I just have to tell you, you know, when you're listening to all of the different news headlines and things that are going on, what we are doing is changing the world. What we're doing is we're changing the way that we think, the way that we see things. We're showing that every night there's a way that no matter what's going on in our world, no matter where we are in the world, we have a place where we can meet, and that's Purpose Kingdom Network. So, like I said, if this is your first time joining us tonight, welcome to the 955th episode. But know that there are many and many and many episodes on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And you can go in there and have a ball. 955 episodes. And we are really, really close, as you could tell. We're going to do a big, big bash for 1,000. So if you're not on yet, get on, because definitely it is going down in the BK. And tonight, it's a little bit different, but tonight I have a question. And I wanted to know, when was the last time that you pulled some weeds out? No, not the last time you pulled out weed or you pulled weed out, but actually, when was the last time you took the time to clean out the garden? Now, I know someone out there is trying to figure out, now, wait a minute, I did not call in here about no gardening. This is supposed to be Purpose Kingdom Network. This is that lady I met the other day, and she was talking about putting the world together and having people deal with each other on the same token so we could be getting our kids together. And, I just want you to look at it, because some gardens, right, some people's gardens are set up where they're in their backyard. So if you got a backyard garden, you know, it really doesn't matter what it looks like, because in order for someone to see it, they got to get around your house. Like, they got to go through the back of your house in order to see what your garden really looks like. But some people have gardens that are sitting right out front. So the question is, when is the last time you pulled up some weed? Now, it's funny because I have a flash flood warning going on, and it is a major, major storm in the area of where I am airing from. So if you hear it, I definitely am trying to get the warnings to calm down, but it seems like it's going to be a big one. So, with all of that going on, when is the last time that you pulled up some weeds? 319-527-6091. If you have some friends, tell your friends, call your friends, let your friends know. You're not really sure what's about to happen, but as Chappie would say, we're going to be weeding some things out tonight. So, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at the weeding thing, and it's funny that it's how it came about. But the reason why it came about was I was sitting outside, and I was actually talking to my dad, and he looked down as he was just talking to me, and he just looked at his garden and then just start pulling the weeds. So, like, I actually watched this with my own eyes the other day because I'm looking at my dad and I'm trying to figure out, Dad, okay, what are you actually doing? And then noticed that, like, within seconds, he was pulling his weeds out, and then it was like, wow. The second that he started pulling the weeds out, instantly you could see the beautiful garden with all the beautiful colors and the pinks and the purples and the oranges and the yellows. And I just was sitting there and I was like, wow, that is like a whole show, Dad. I have to bring this to the block because y'all know how I do with the block. If I see something, if I hear something, and I believe that it's something that we can take into, make it a message, something that we can actually go and say, wow, we can make this meat so we can eat it. Think about that. What if we all were like gardens? Oh, the world is a big garden. And right now, it's just compiled with a whole bunch of weeds. And the weeds are anything that's allowing, you know, that's in the way. And when I say that, it's like because in this garden, there were beautiful, beautiful flowers. But because of the way the weeds were growing, and the weeds were growing so quick and intertwined and in between it, it was like you really can get caught up in the weed. But if you know how to go and grab the weeds, once you start grabbing them, it's funny because you start grabbing a little bit of them, and before you know it, a lot of them is coming out. And before you know it, you have snatched so many of them out, you start to see the beauty that it, you know, you start to see the beauty in your own garden. And then it really, really, really makes you want to look at the colors more. And then when you see it like that, how about you see the colors and they start playing, you know, and they play a real major part. Like, okay, people notice colors, the standout colors, the pop-out colors. And then there's some people that like gray, you know, dull colors. But, you know, colors make up. Colors are a lot. I love colors. Y'all know I love colors. Colors make up the rainbow. And everyone that knows anything about me knows how I feel about the rainbow. But understand that the colors in that rainbow all have real meaning. And it could get real deep with the colors because you can really literally feel a color. When you are able to get into a part where you are feeling colors, then you know that you are really, really, really one with reality, like with yourself. I shouldn't even say reality because reality is so not real that it wouldn't be one with yourself. It would be, but I'm talking about one where you can actually breathe in a color. Like, you can take a deep breath and you can smell the green. Not smelling the green, but smelling the insides of the green. Like, maybe even smelling the oranges, you know, and smelling the yellow. And it's almost like a feeling that it can go there. And I know that there's somebody out there right now that's like, what? What is she talking about? If you're a person out there that knows about the greens and you knows about the yellows and you know about feeling a color, please, tonight is the night for you to call in. The number is 319-527-6091. I need you to press 1 and then tell me the color that you feel. Now, I know some of y'all are really confused. I mean, now go back, you know, run it again and then think about it tomorrow and be like, all right, well, I'm going to try it again tomorrow, and then I'm going to try to be a color. Because somewhere down that line, she was talking about feeling a color. I remember that. So somewhere inside, deep in your soul, you will be able to begin to feel the colors. And then if we pull some of those weeds out, you can really start to appreciate the people like colors. You know, like, it's a big stretch, but look at the garden. Think of the garden and then think of the weeds. Now, you know what it looks like to see a beautiful garden. Can you just imagine with me a beautiful landscape of an entire block? And then you can see all of the different bushes and the rose petals, and some people might have tulips out there, and some people might have daisies, and whatever the case may be, you see all of these colors, and then you can see children running, jumping, playing hopscotch, roller skating, bike riding. You know, you might even see a kid on a big wheel coming through the bush, you know. But I mean, like, really, wouldn't it just be nice to just pull it all back and, you know, pull some weeds out and throw them in the trash and look back and see you got a fresh garden. And it's a blessing to get, like, a whole do-over, you know. How many times have you ever been, like, in a blowout of a game and someone walks by and kicks the plug? You know, reset. Oh, yes. And I mean, and listen, and I'm saying it can be just that way. You can look at different stuff in your life and say, you know what? This is, I'm being attacked, and I'm not really understanding why I'm being attacked or where it's coming from. And then you look and you say, am I being consumed? Am I all filled up? Can I not see what's going on because everything else is cloudy? If you're in the store and you're in the restaurant and things get really, really crazy and everyone is backed up and there's tickets moving all around and stuff, the restaurant calls that weeds. We're in the weeds. Right? So that means right now everything is completely chaotic. Everything is tangled. But if we can focus on the problem at hand and start pulling up those weeds, things start getting a lot easier, a lot smoother. You can see the beauty in what is supposed to be. Now, when I say that, I watched my dad pull some weeds up, and I mean, instantly, his garden came right back. I just looked and I said, well, Dad, you wouldn't even notice that that was really the garden there. Like, I didn't see these flowers. I didn't see any of that stuff, and I really didn't. I didn't see any of it until it came time for him to actually go and, like, put them all together and put them in the bag. And then I looked at all of the weeds that were compiled there, and then I looked at the flowers, and I said, wow, that's almost like separating the wheat from the tare. You know, it's like everything kind of goes in there together, but at the end, when you pull up stuff, everybody ain't getting pulled up. So the question is, where are you standing? And are you in the weeds, or are you standing strong like a flower? Like, where is your root? I should say, is your root coming from the seed? You know, did you sprout from the seed, or did you come up from the weed? Because if you came up from the weed, you might get pulled up. And when we start pulling up weeds, and but the question is, when's the last time you went and actually pulled up some weeds? I've said this message to some people. When people ask me, they never even pulled up a weed before. They never even understood what I meant. And I said, wow, it's almost like gardening, but I guess people don't garden because we don't like to get dirty. That means that you would actually be in the soil and then your fingers would be getting dirty. Ew. So that means it would be in your nails and everything else and you'd be coming one with the soil. No. How about we were made from the dirt? Were we not? So in order to be able to return back, we are going to be in the dirt. So you should be able to play in the weeds. When's the last time you pulled up some weeds? lot of people don't even realize that it's weed. They really don't. I think they just don't appreciate greenery. And they see it, because I surely didn't appreciate anything that was going on until I actually saw it. It looks like there's a caller on the line. Is that our caller? Caller? Are y'all telling me there's a caller on the line? Is there a caller out there that's trying to pull up some weed? Early in the game, you know that there's weeds that need to be pulled. Oh. I was going to say, is there a caller? Because caller, if you are there, state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. Well, all right, we're just going to keep moving and, you know, you decide that you would like to come out of the weeds and join and jump on right in there and make your comment. So the way that I looked at it is in this big storm called life. What ends up happening is we start out where we need to be. So when we start out where we need to be, it seems like things just kind of work out for where they need to be. And then before you know it, things happen, and then you
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are experiencing technical difficulties, and we apologize for those technical difficulties. We are trying to get our host, Sister Adrian, back on the line, but I'm going to carry on where she had left off at, because she is talking about pulling up, pulling out those weeds, those situations in your life where things can choke your growth. Amen. And we have our sister back on the line. We are bringing her on now, Sister Adrian.
Hello.
Bless God. The devil is a liar.
Now, wait. I'm not going to give him no credit, because he already knows what he can do. And he knows that he's on here. And what we're not going to do is we're not going to even allow it to happen. But I know that someone's out there, and they were trying to figure out the whole weed thing. And then when it got cut off, they were like, I ain't got to deal with that. Look, I ain't got to deal with that. But no, you do have to deal with that. We are not going to let you off that easy. You are not going to be able to just go on in the clouds. If you are a person and there is a purpose for your life, and you know that there is a purpose for your life, and you may not be where you want to be, but you know that there is a purpose for your life, tonight is the night to start trying to pull your weeds out. First, you might have to see where the weeds are. You can't just go in and start pulling, because that's what they were saying about you got to separate the weed from the tare, because if you pull everything up, everything might come up with it. So you got to watch where you are, what it is that you're dealing with. But when you see weeds, you know the dead stuff, you know, things that aren't producing. They produce a lot of nothing. Is that a word? A lot of nothingness. But it just comes up, and they seem like they don't have flowers. They just have roots. They just have, like, they just be little leaves. They don't really have flowers to bloom. But then you might look, and they see these little yellow flowers. But really, they're just pollen that have, like, gone from somebody else's grass that now is just really a weed that is now just sitting there, and because it's going to sit in the ground, it's going to kind of go back into the ground and become something that is worth nothing. That's just going to cloud you up and cloud you up and cloud you up, and before you know it, you got a life full of weed, and you're trying to find some flowers. I'm here to tell you that you can keep flying. You can keep holding on. Keep gardening. Keep watering your vessel and start looking and pulling and watch your weeds, because once you start pulling them, they stop growing. Now there is something that you're supposed to put, you know, on the ground, like to treat it. But that's also something like we would say, you know, you join the church and then you get involved in the church. So not only did you just make the call of salvation or literally walk down and join an actual church, but then you actually get involved. You know, you don't just kind of hide out on Sunday and try to come in late so you don't really have to talk too much and then leave out early, you know, how some of us do, so that we can get right on in and not have to deal with, you know, the parking or the extra conversation. It's all a part of the weeds. But when you're in church, you start to realize that you'll be sitting in the purple section because you like purple, and the people that are in the purple section, they like to do the same thing you do, and y'all clap the same way, or, you know, or if you're getting a little bit older, you know, you're sitting in the yellow section because you're a little bit more prim and proper. However, you still know how to have a good time because you know what God has done for you. You know, you really don't have that many weeds in there when you're done with your purple. Because you know you have been through some red times, some yellow times, some orange times, and it's all kind of intertwined in there together. Have a good time. Not a lot of weeds left in that little bat. You got red. You got your reds over there. Now your reds, you know, your reds are just hot. Your reds are usually, when you're dealing with red, it's like spicy. They're mad, like burning red. You can say burning, like mad. Nah, but you don't want to be mad, because if you're mad and you resonate in a weed, your weed is like, I don't want to say it's a hot weed, but imagine something hot inside. And then it's like, not only is it just growing, but it's actually building and making like a rage build up into you, because it's just like boiling. So weeds that would be boiling would be like, I don't know. But when's the last time you pulled some weeds? Most people don't pull weeds. I guess you have to be the gardener, because I guess if you see your garden has gone too far, most people just call the gardener or call the landscaper and then ask the landscaper to pull the weeds. So I guess the question was, when's the last time you pulled some weeds? It just really, it brought me all the way through it, because like I said, when I was standing there, I didn't see the garden. I didn't see anything in the garden, but my dad knew that there was a garden there. And when he started pulling those weeds up, I mean, instantly, it was like, what? Dang. Oh my goodness. It was like, wow, if you can clean your life up like that, that would be great. Isn't that what God can do? Isn't that what God can do? He really can give you the opportunity to clean your life up. I mean, I believe everybody gets a chance to clean it up. Some of us just don't. Some don't want to. Some don't ever find the resource to. Like, they always stay in the arm and the will of God. And sometimes it's not even about it. Sometimes it's supposed to have the idea that you're cleaning the weed, and then you never even have to worry about it, because someone else is going to live out your garden. Someone else is going to eat out of your garden. You know, like, there's a lot of different ways. I just know that once you find the purpose, when you find what God is saying for you to do, and it's something that you wake up every day on, and it's like you're every day, all day, and you can't focus on anything other than that, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Anything that's getting in the way of that, it becomes a weed. So then the question is, when's the last time you pulled some weeds? Because if you are not doing what it is that you are supposed to be doing right now, and you are over 40, I don't know, you might be wasting a little bit more time than normal, But say enjoy it, but pull some weeds. If you start seeing some stuff, you better start pulling some weeds. I mean, if you're out there and you're listening and you are in the midst of your garden and you're trying to figure out where to start pulling, or you're trying to figure out, look, you're trying to figure out how to replant some bulbs that mistakenly got pulled out, because you do know that does happen. I know I said in the beginning that you want to watch it and you kind of try to, you try to make sure that you know where you're pulling from. But if you make the mistake, the blessing of it is, yes, if it's a bulb, you look, that's why seeds can be planted, you know. So you deal with seeds, because, like I said, a seed, when you see, you know it's budding. You know it's going to come. It might take some time. It might take some time. You might have to, you know, you won't have to keep the weeds away from it. I can definitely say that. But once you start growing and really appreciating what's going on in the garden and all of the different beautiful colors in the garden, then you will see a weed and pull it right away. Oh, my God, there's a weed. Oh, my God, there's a weed. You see weeds and cracks. Some people don't see weeds and cracks. It's funny. Once I started seeing my dad pull the weeds, I started paying attention to all types of weeds. And that's when I said, wow, you just got to focus on the weed. Once you start focusing on it, then it becomes something that you notice. Because if not, it just all looks normal. It all looks like it should be there. It just all looks green. You don't appreciate anybody's lawn when all of their stuff is green. Their lawn is green. Their gardens on the outsides of their sidewalks are green. Their flower beds are all green. But then when you realize that the green that you see is that weed, so let's pull up the weed and bring it back to a beautiful garden. I mean, I'm looking at different gardens coming up now, because it seems like, I don't know if they have been putting it on homestyle channels or whatever, but people are literally outside really trying to get green thumbs. They're trying to plant things. I mean, I think it's great, but as long as you plant stuff and you're watching your weeds, because if you're not watching your weeds, then I don't know. Things are going to be taking over. Things are definitely taking over.
And we say again, the devil is a liar. We apologize for the technical difficulty. And I'm going to pick off once again where she left off until we can get her back on the air. Praise the Lord. First, I want to let you know that we are broadcasting live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can call in at 319-527-6091 to join in with our conversation, where we are talking about when is the last time you pulled up some weeds. And she was saying that if you see all of that green around, that you can begin to pull it up. You can begin to take it out of your life. You can begin to fix your situation. Amen. And you can fix your situation through Jesus Christ. She had just said that that's what God can do. I loved when she was talking about her father and how her father just looked down at this garden and all you could see at first glance was the weeds. But because her father knew his garden, he knew what he had planted in that garden, and because her father knew his garden, to the outsider it looked like just weeds, until he began to pull out those weeds and then he began to reveal the beauty of his garden. And that's how Christ does us, because God knows his garden, because God knows each and every one of us Someone may look at you and see nothing but weeds, but that's okay because Christ is on the inside pulling those weeds out to put the beautiful garden, which is you, on display. We have our host back on the line, Sister Adrienne. Bless God. The ministry is back in your hands.
I have to apologize. I don't even know. I'm just talking to y'all. I'm thinking I'm in here pulling up weeds in the garden. But I like how I just like the end of that, because that is really true. Because if you look at exactly what Christ does in our lives, is like, we might look at something and don't see all the beauty in it, because it's really not our garden. You know, we don't know all that's going on inside and underneath and beyond those weeds. But when they start coming out, and when you get involved and you get around people, because sometimes you can't even pull your weeds, but someone else can say something and it'll start giving room for weeds to pull off. And before you know it, you'll be breathing on another side, you know, and you get a breath of fresh air coming from this way. And then you say, wow, I feel better. And then 2 weeks later, you look back and you got buds. You know, you got another thing budding up, and you're like, oh, my God, that's going to be purple, you know, and then you got another one that's going to be, I never paid attention to the garden until my dad started pulling out the weeds. All right. I mean, there is no other way to say that, but I really, really, really never paid attention to the beauty in the garden until he started pulling out the weeds. And that is what happens in life. We don't see the beauty in our potential in whatever it is that we're going through. We don't see what it looks like while we're in it. We can't even imagine seeing what it looks like on the end. But when you are a true believer, you kind of go in knowing that when I come out, my garden is going to be clean. You come out in knowing that what was planted in this garden is going to grow. When you realize what you're putting in to pollute your garden and mess your soil up, you know then to pull that out of your garden so that you can begin to pull those weeds. The more weeds that are coming up, the more the ground is turning. So now when the ground is turning, the soil is ready. And now if the soil is ready, that means that there are more seeds that can be planted. And God knows that when you're getting seeds planted and you can plant seeds in you, then that means that you are now working towards your purpose in the kingdom. You are now, if you are literally having seeds, you are raising your children to become citizens, you know. So you are raising our future generations, our doctors and our lawyers and our next presidents and our next preachers and the new world. We're doing it. So if we don't start pulling out the weeds, it seems like what we might grow, I don't know if that's a word I was about to say a big weed, but I don't know. If they can't get bigger, they can get higher and higher. And then we can just keep pulling them. I would say keep pulling them. Don't stop pulling them. God didn't stop pulling. That was the point. Like, if you think about what God did for us, for his people, for creation, how many times
Did we fall short? How many times did we not get it right? How many times were there things that we were supposed to be doing, like obeying laws, and we were breaking them blatantly? Like, how many times did we just refuse to even believe in the prayer that we just put forth? You know, I know a lot of people that do that. They go and they pray and they ask for all of this stuff and take this back and take this back. But then right before they go to jump up off the altar, they got to grab them because, wait a minute, there's only one left in that pack. Or, you know what I mean? Or, I can't do it yet. I have to do it next week. I'll bring it back. I'll bring it back and put it back on next week. You know, like that. These are the things that we are consciously doing. But if we consciously look at them and think weeds, you got to start pulling them, because before you know it, it's getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's going further and further and further in. And then before you know it, your flowers are consumed with weeds. Chappie, are you there trying to say something? I hear you. I think I'm hearing you.
I'm here and I am enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying the lesson. When I say you are so on point with a right now and a right on time word about the pulling up of weeds, it's nothing I can add. You have covered it to the T, except to tell them how to get God to start pulling up the weeds in them. So I'm going back on out your way so you can go ahead and give them that call of salvation, because with everything she's saying is so true, but without the proper gardener, you're going to get messed up. And that's what we keep doing wrong. We keep letting everybody garden in it. We let society tell us what's a weed and what's a rose, and they pulling up our roses and leaving us filled with weeds. We letting music tell us what's a weed and what's a rose. We letting everybody but the gardener, the one who planted us, tell us and pull out the weed. So, Sister Adrian, when I said, listen, we may call you misunderstanding, but ain't no misunderstanding tonight. Go ahead, give them the call, and I'll be back for announcement.
I think that was good, though, because she said something. Because people don't realize we allow all types of stuff in our soil. And every time we put something in our soil that can be contaminating our soil, you know, you get the call, and they be like, oh, this meat been recalled. And then when they say the meat been recalled, they trying to recall meat that they done sent all over the world 3 years ago. What? Like, wait a minute. This meat been bad, you know. So it's like when you start to focus on getting good soil, you want your garden to look nice. You start to pay more attention to the things that are being put inside of it. You pay more attention to what people throw on it. What you allow people to do with it. You won't allow people in your garden. Everybody can't get in your garden. You want to keep your flowers ripe. You want to keep your flowers crisp and in the colors that they are. Now, you can get with Darwin and start mixing your colors, and then that's a whole nother show. But then that's when you mix in your colors, and that's when life is really good. But we got to get the individual garden first. If we can work on ourselves, because, you know, I'm big on treat me like you want to be treated. But if you really don't know how you want to be treated, then that's a problem. And I would say that the first thing that we would do in finding out how to be treated is we want to go back. You want to find out who created me. Why am I created? Why am I here? What was I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? I might not be doing what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life, but right now while I'm here,
What am I doing and why am I doing it right now? Are these weeds that I need to be pulling out, or is this something that can be planted? Is this something like an aloe or a cactus where I can take a piece of it and put it in a new pot and then it will grow itself and I have a whole nother plant? Or is it something that is just not going to produce? What God is trying to say is, like, sometimes we are supposed to be there to be produced. We are supposed to be there to be putting things together and making things work. But if we are not in the right place, if we are not, if, like Tori said, if we don't have the right gardener, it's not coming up. It's not going to come up right. It might not even make it. It might just die. You ever driven by a field and everything was brown? And you're like, wow, there is no life in that brown field. What I don't want is someone, anyone, to have a brown field. I don't want them to feel like their field is brown, nor do I want someone to look at them and see a brown field. That is why Christ is for all of us. If you feel brown, if you feel dead, if you feel weeded, and you need a new life, and you need a new breath, and you need to be pulled up, you need some fresh air, ask God to do it. Ask God to come into your life and save you from your sins, clean you from your weeds. Ask him to make you new. Give you the fresh smells of daisies or tulips or roses or whatever it is you need to smell so that you can feel fresh, renewed, new life. And it happens in a second. Now, I'm not going to say that somebody's not going to try to come kick your flowers. They might just do it. You might have to build a fence, you know. It says Jesus, be a fence all around me. Sometimes you might have to protect the garden. However, whatever, know that once you make the call is all you need. God has got you, and now you and him are going to build this relationship, and in your relationship, as your relationship grows, you'll realize that this weed does not belong in my garden, and you will start pulling it. You will realize this is not a feeling that I would like, and this is not where I would like to be, and I'm pulling it. This is I met you yesterday and I liked you yesterday, but this is not a good feeling for me. Guess what? I'm pulling it. You have the ability to pull the weeds. When is the last time you pulled some weeds? I've been pulling them. I've been trying to pull them and I've been looking. And I pulled up something the other day and it wasn't a weed, baby. And I had to get back in there and dig it back down in that soil and pat it in there and make sure it was in there. And I said, oh, seed. And I just felt that God just smiled and said, my child, because you didn't even allow it to get up out the ground. You seen what it was and you put it right back. And I felt like in the bad day that I was having, that was a moment that God smiled down on me. So before I bring Chavi in, if there are no callers on this line tonight, the question is, why? Where are your weeds? And are you pulling them up? Are you even seeing that they are weeds? When's the last time? I don't know. Let's start pulling up some weeds. Chavi?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to start pulling up some weeds. Amen. I bless God for the word that has gone forth this evening. And if you are one out there who gave your life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us on Saturday for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We have a new show coming to you on the first Fridays. They will be starting next month. But we want you to join us on Saturday for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 8:30 p.m. with Self-Expression and our host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. Again, broadcasting at 8:30 p.m. with Self-Expression and our host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook or LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. God bless you. We thank you for joining in with us this evening. Sister Adrian, the ministry is back in your hands. Okay, bless God, and we have once again lost Sister Adrian. So we thank each and every one for joining in with us. We thank you for your patronage. Again, we ask you to join us on Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. for Self-Expression with Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. As you meditate and consider and think on the conversation that was had, the teaching that was had this evening on weeding your garden, pulling out those weeds. You know, I looked up weeding earlier today, and the description of what it is and why it is important was because weeds grow rapidly. And weeds grow so rapidly that the roots of the weed can actually kill the root of the flowering plant that's in your garden. The roots of the weed can actually kill the flowering plant that's in your garden if you do not pull them up. What does that mean to us spiritually? That means if we do not get those spiritual weeds out of us, it will kill the fruit that God has given us. Don't hold on to anger because it can kill your joy. Don't hold on to sorrow when God has comfort for you. Don't hold on to grief when he has comfort for you. Don't hold on to hatred when he has love for you. All of those are weeds that can kill the flowers that God has placed in us. If you just allow him to go in and to begin the weeding process and understand it's going to hurt a little bit because we didn't let some of those weeds grow around some of the flowers and the gifts that God has planted inside of us. But if we surrender to the hands of the gardener, I promise you, when he finished weeding you, when he finishes weeding me, oh, the beautiful garden that will be on display. We have our host, Sister Adrian, back on the line. Sister Adrian?
I am here. I don't know what happened tonight. They just were like, okay, she is pulling weeds out.
Yes.
They're like, real? You went this way with weeds, though?
The devil is a liar. We bless God for the word, and you have a caller on the line.
I just bless God for it.
I bless God
for the opportunity to be able to be here and at least be able to say something, right?
Yeah.
And I would say is that out of all that we've been through for the rest of this night, y'all, I think y'all should meet us on Sunday, Saturday, 8:30 for self-expression. Make sure that you don't miss.
They were in the hallway.
Good night.
Good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
We'll never see defeat another day that I'm living.
Why?
The devil's still fighting my father when he's gonna lose. Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved? The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead. But I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus
led.
New and daily, so the negativity in my head. I've been delivered from fear, so I ain't never scared. Attack the suffering, living, learning to love again. And count it all joy every time, that's the way it's been. I persevere because I'm pressing toward the mark.
Yeah.
Embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark, dark clouds hovering over me, must be moved. I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let him have it, so should you.
Yeah,
with Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm going to lose.
Now,
that was me,
I will not lose.
God saved me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
Nah.
The devil wanna see me strong. The devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
Hate it or love it, I'm in the Lord's army.
It ain't nothing you could do that can harm me.
Nah.
I'm on the mission planting seeds like I'm farming.
Yep.
The devil think he's slick, he think he's so charming. But I'm making sure I answer the call. With God, I will never fall, so I ain't worried at all. His peace carries me when I don't understand. The name of the one who sent me is I am. What you want me to do is no problem.
Yeah.
Problems that I thought I had, Lord, you solved them. I'm covered by the blood, so I am protected. I thank the just one who died and resurrected. And how I've been selected to carry on his word to the lost and the sick and those who never heard.
Yeah.
It's so amazing the confidence I have in Christ. I stand with my Holy Ghost swag.
God
saved
me,
I will not lose.
God saved me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
I will
not lose. The devil wanna see me strong. The devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
In the rain falls, in the wind blows, in the storm is